You are listening to Making Bank, where we uncover the mindset and success strategies of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business.
Welcome to Making Bank. I am Josh Felber, where we uncover the mindsets and the success strategies of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business today. I'm super honored and excited for today's guest. Back in his home place here. We got Billie Jean back on the, Billie Jean is marketing.
Oh, you just left me hanging. You got that camera. What's
up, man? Billie Jean is marketing back on the show.
Entertain, educate, execute. So my name is Billie Jean, and I'm the best in the world when it comes to using social media, paid advertising, to find customers for any business under the sun.
Taking off the head of any rapper with a trap. Taking them all down, let them all down. Until they get a second to make it an evident now.
There is no nobility in free traffic. My business has relied on paid traffic, and my business has relied on free traffic, and I use paid every freaking time. Customers, even if I'm in the back of a limo, I can open up my laptop, log into Facebook or YouTube, turn on an advertising campaign, and watch the customers fly in.
Doggone red, I made a name for myself. I can't lie, I'm doing well for my age. My dogs said they're praying on my downfall. Well, they just choose in the casket, now they souls in the grave.
Billie Jean is marketing. I wanted to correct it before we got too deep.
Yeah, people call Billie Jean's marketing. That's wrong. Is
marketing. Yeah. I know, you set me straight last time. Well, cool, man.
I think last time I was on there, I was really drunk. I don't remember.
I think you did have a double.
I think that was a day.
But that's why we scheduled it earlier today.
I'm good.
Fresh and early. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, I know it was cool. We got to spend a little bit of time the other day together, and you really started to talk about some of the really awesome YouTube strategy you're using, some of the tactics, and some of the really great things. But before we dive into that, just give everybody a quick recap that may not know who you are, what you do.
Give you guys a short summary. If you need more customers for your business, I'm the best in the world in the conversation. You need customers, you want them predictably, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, I'll get them to you. And we'll either do it for you, or we're going to take a percentage of your company in exchange, or we'll just teach you how to do it. And honestly, you should just learn how to do it. It's not that hard. It just takes practice like anything else. Straight face.
No cracking a smile.
No, that's real, y'all.
Awesome. And I mean, if you're here in San Diego right now, I mean, you're on a billboard.
Yeah.
You're all around town.
We do billboards. We got signs, like the big ass signs on the streets and shit. Like no cursing. Big signs on the streets and stuff. Yeah, we're out there.
So you find them all around. So Billie Jean is marketing. Well, cool. I'd love to know a little bit, because I know we've been making a big push into YouTube again, or actually this year. We've done on Facebook all the time and everything else, but really got to figure out some of this YouTube strategy, how to get those clicks, how to get those conversions, how to drive people to what we're doing. And I know you've been
I got formulas engaged. For you guys. Get your notes out. We're going to get tactical.
Yes. Grab your notes, get ready to grow, slow this down from 2x back to normal speed, and get ready to hear Billy rock some formulas and some strategies and frameworks out.
Cool.
Well, let's dive in. Kind of take us, maybe set the stage for us.
Yeah.
And then let's kind of work into that first
stage,
piece.
So stage be set. You know, a big part of earning income, which is, I know why a lot of you guys watch this, because he gives you great tips on how to do so, but a big part of earning income is about trends. You hear guys like Ty talk about this a lot, but being in the right place at the right time does make money, not guaranteed, but it sure makes it a lot easier. So let me tell you, when I started doing Facebook newsfeed ads, I literally saw them release them. Meaning, when I started in Facebook ads, you can only advertise on the right column.
Right.
So I saw, like, when it was available, we were the first people to do it. Mm-hmm. We crushed it for years. Video ads.
Right.
I saw them enable the feature. Crushed it. Now everybody's coming in with sponsored newsfeed ads. Y'all, you're late. Now again, relative to the opportunity in regards to servicing businesses, you're still wide open. It's wide open. Like, no one in the world knows this. But if you want the easy part, the tricky part, go where everybody else isn't. So I always say, like, when the market zigs, what should you do? Zag.
Yeah.
Everybody's on Facebook. Why are we on YouTube? Because we zag. Simple.
Right.
And it's effective. cost per lead on Facebook, when you're really spending a decent amount of money, it got up there, you know, $10, $12 a lead. Put it on YouTube, $1.32.
And you were showing me that the other day.
And so I showed you. Like it's real.
It was like $1 to $4 range.
Yeah, and it came up. And then over time, you know, it starts to grow. But just, I mean, I didn't think about what that does to your business. If you can decrease your cost 200%,
sure,
like that, it will literally be the difference from going out of business and having an extremely healthy business. So that's what you guys got to do. The reason why a lot of people don't is because, one, you don't understand it because there's not anywhere to learn it. You can't learn it in school. That's why you got to pay people, give me money. And then the second, I'm just NLP. Kidding, guys, you don't have to. Just use this for free. And then the other thing is video. Video is a barrier to entry because everybody's afraid of it. You don't want to show your face on camera. You have so many limiting beliefs that are stopping you from actually getting your product or service out into the world. And the challenge with that is you think your product or service will change the world. So by you not getting over your fear to do video, you're a selfish person. And I hope your credit score decreases by 300 points. I'm just kidding. So I think that's the stage being set is it's a thing you need to do. Like a lot, especially like agency owners or marketers out there, you always say like, well, my Facebook conversions, you may have a funnel. That's fantastic. But you just need to switch your traffic source. Some of you are sitting on millions of dollars because you simply won't put your video ad on YouTube instead of Facebook because you're unwilling to learn how to use it. Mm. See? So first things, we'll kind of do two segments.
For sure.
The first part is you have to understand how to create videos. The rules are different to YouTube, okay? Understand this. Props, emotion go along. Props, emotion, and environment, okay? Those things go a long way in regards to video. Even if you're crappy or you think you have a bad personality, you can use these tips. So free resources for your audience. Artlist.io, audiojungle.net, or .com, either one. I think it redirects. But they allow you to search for music by emotion. So you can put in sad, angry, excited, and it'll give you a song that sounds happy or whatever it is you're trying to do. So now you got your music. Next is prop. Use a crazy prop. Like, watch, if we started off this interview, I'm going to grab this if you don't mind. If we start off this interview, and I literally had this giant stick, okay? And we just sat here, you would be like, what is happening right now? Pattern interrupt. Then the first 5 seconds of the video is when we're talking about YouTube in-stream ads. First 5 seconds of the video gives you the ability to skip the ad. So my number one job as a marketer entrepreneur who is trying to get your attention is to get your attention. So what a better way to get attention than to take this and give this man a whack with this stick. See what I just did? Prop. Then how would I make it even more dramatic? I go to audiojungle.net and I would find music that's called Angry. I'd play angry music. I'd hit them in the beginning of the first 5 seconds. Then I would say, let me show you how to hit your business out the park like I just hit Josh, right? Okay, so, sorry if you guys needed this.
Yeah, good. We'll
show
it back.
So, just like that, props, environment, music. Environment being something different that people don't usually see.
Okay.
So, you've seen some of our videos. We've done pirate ships, literally, like we rented out pirate ships.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, like just anything weird.
Spartans,
dressing up as Spartans so you can change the outfits or the costumes. That's how you get someone's attention in the video. Next is a script. A lot of y'all don't know, well, what do I say on video, Bill? I don't want to sound stupid. I'll tell you. Number one, list the number one problem that your audience is facing. And then number two, show them how to fix it. So for example, I would say, hey, what's up? My name is Billy Jean. Do you need more customers for your business? And you, I've tried everything and Facebook isn't working, da da da. Well, let me show you how I use YouTube to bring these guys 1,000 customers in less than 60 minutes. You'd be like, what? And then I just show a video of me actually doing it. And then at the end of the video, you have your call to action. And your call to action is as simple as click the button and schedule a call with me. Click the button, give me your name, email, and phone number. The difference is on YouTube, there's an expiration clock for when the ad is going to go away.
Sure.
If someone doesn't click before the expiration clock, you lose them. So your call to action has to be specific and obnoxious. Like it has to be so overwhelming and you have to break down the fourth wall and talk to the customer or they're not gonna click because they're not trained to click like in Facebook. The link is not accessible. The call to action button is not accessible. So you gotta do crazy things. Like I would literally get up in the camera and be like, yo, click the button. Now look at this camera. Click the button. You see this button right? Boy, you don't see that camera? What? I'm going to hit you right now. Bam. It's like, people are like, why are you doing all that, Billy? Because it makes me money. What are you doing? You know?
Yeah. And so,
by the way, that's the whole YouTube playbook. Stop making excuses. Go do it right now. Oh, you can film this whole thing on your cell phone and with Amazon Lights for $60.
Amazon Lights.
There you go.
And so, okay, so we got our, we got to get their attention right away. And so this is the ads that you see when you go to watch a video. They're popping right up.
Yeah, they give you the little skip thing after 5 seconds.
After 5 seconds.
Yep, exactly right.
So the initial thing is in that first 5 seconds, we got to grab that attention. We got to get them like, wait, what is he talking about?
Yes. If you miss that, it's over.
Cool. So then the ad starts. Then we got the ad going. And so we have our, we talk about our, whatever we want to, is our in our video ad.
Sure.
I mean, how long does that run for? Is that a 30 second? Is that a 60 second? Like, when do we have to have that call action rocking?
It depends how entertaining you are.
Okay.
The number one emotion that you can use in video, I'll give you guys a formula, an emotional formula, okay? Emotion has to be greater than resistance. So what that means is, everyone, when you ask them, here's the thing, 5 triggers that create resistance. You got number one, asking people to buy. Number two, asking people for their information. Number three, asking people for their time, asking people to travel. Anything that's going to make someone work, there's resistance. So if someone, if you want somebody to give you their private information or do something crazy like come to your event, which means getting a babysitter, spending a ton of money, travel tickets, right, et cetera, you're creating so much resistance for them to say, yeah. Therefore, your emotion to get them to say yes has to weigh over that. So how do you do that? By giving something away, by really touching them at your heart, associations. So for example, if I was getting interviewed by your favorite president and they're like, hey, take Billy Jean's course or whatever, like that would bring over the resistance.
Right.
And the, right? So trust and resistance, they have a direct correlation. So you gotta think about those triggers, guys. And so every single emotion too has its place. What I mean by that is a lot of people believe that you should only be really positive in a video or something like that. That's stupid. The best way to grab someone's attention is to piss them off or make them sad, right? Like say, like for example, I can't curse. Donald Trump, go to hell. Some of you are like, oh my God, another black guy against Donald Trump. Some of you are like, Barack Obama, go to hell. Like, yes, finally a black guy that gets it. Doesn't matter. Either way, I got your attention.
Sure.
At a high emotional level. So now that I got your attention, I'm meeting you where you're at, whatever your standpoint is, my next job is to use the number one emotion to sell anything with video, which is curiosity. So I say, hey, do you love Trump? Hey, I'm a black guy that loves Trump. How about that? And then I target a bunch of black people. Then I say, you want to see why? Follow me. Curiosity. You're going to watch my ad the whole way through. You guys catch that? You're guaranteed you're going to follow. You're not clicking away. I guarantee you. So then at the end,
you bring them through.
I bring
what
through.
You're doing.
And, okay. then I show them and I'm like, look, you know, over the last 3 years, here's what someone did for black people. Boom, boom, boom. I give you just a little taste. I demonstrate to you what I know and the reason why I feel what I feel. Then I say, anyways, I created an entire training to show you how to lower your tax bracket or decrease your taxes by this, following this president's stuff, whatever. Click here and give me your information. Hey, I'm going to hit you with this giant pole if you don't get me there. Done. It's over.
Cool. And so we kind of got the framework now of it. What are the most successful areas on the YouTube ads? Because I know there's different places that you can advertise on there.
I would say the formula I'm giving you guys right now, there's 3 different types of ads that most of people have access to on YouTube. One's called Bumper, which are like ads you just can't skip over. They're just like there, and they're just quick and short. The other one's called In Display, which are the ones where when you're searching for ads on YouTube, you see the yellow box on the right. Yeah, and you can click those.
Okay.
I like maybe using some of those for like retargeting. I really, the core for our business where we see the most success for us and our clients is definitely InStream, which is just that first 5 seconds, give them a skip. But then I got other buddies like shout out to my boy Vince Reed, where he kills it on the In Display. Like, so, you know, there's no rules to this stuff. Everybody and marketing and entrepreneurs, you guys always want the black and white. It doesn't exist. Everything's always gray.
Right.
The answer, I got a t-shirt made that says, it depends. Because I got so tired of people asking dumb questions.
Sure.
But what's the best way to get the lowest cost per lead on Facebook? What are you talking? You know, that just, it's such a like red flag. You don't know what you're doing. So the first thing I tell them is buy my stuff. You're so confused right now, you'll never just buy my stuff.
Sure. And so, okay, so we got the InStream, and that's a good one to start with.
I say, most of the objectives of the companies watching, like, that'll get it done.
That would be the good one for them. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, so we got the InStream going, and then we use maybe display, which would be the
retargeting.
For the retargeting.
So everybody who watches videos. Also, too, the capabilities of YouTube. A lot of people don't realize, like, they think Facebook is so hype. Yo, right. Google owns YouTube, and Google started this game. All the stuff you can do on Facebook, bro, lady bro, you can do on YouTube. Like, custom audience, uploading an email and retargeting. That's a YouTube thing, too. They just call it different. Lookalike audiences that they have on Facebook, it's called a similar to audience on YouTube. Like, they're mirror platforms. That's why it's so funny to me. There's so many businesses that have resistance to switching over and gaining another skill set, but then you're complaining about your prices competing in the marketplace. Well, you can't do something your competitors can't. Therefore, you will always make the money you make.
So we
go broke.
So we can take our buyer list that we normally would upload to Facebook, upload that to Google for the YouTube, as well as then create lookalike audiences and target all that.
100%.
Bam. Just now like we're rocking. Now we're on the same page.
Yeah.
Cool. So we're going to produce
location, gender, income, all that stuff.
Affinity.
Interest. Like, yeah. I mean, there's, you know, the sky's the limit. They got, Google just has cool tools for you to use, like the display planner is one. And the keyword planner. The display planner will give you the ability to identify videos to show your ads on. So a lot of people don't realize the targeting capability. So I give the example all the time. Let's say you're a chef.
Right.
And you have a product, a special sauce that you want to advertise. Well, go to the most viewed barbecuing video.
Right.
And just show up on the video and be like, you know what you're missing on your barbecue sauce. Right? And just have fun with it. Like, there's no limit. Again, guys, if you aren't getting the results you want in your ads, you're just not creative. And you keep investing into all this stupid stuff that's all tactic-based, but you're not spending any time becoming more entertaining or creative. Like, one of the dopest things that I think an entrepreneur could do today is take an acting class. No one would ever say that. No one would ever think about that. But it's not that you need to be an actor, but to learn how to be comfortable on camera.
Sure.
It helps you. It's got me on this interview right now.
Right.
Right. Like, it's gotten like that's the game. So it just shifted, and also too, corporations are going to drown because they don't realize that everything is social right now. Meaning everything is personable.
Right.
And social is interaction between human beings. Yeah. I'm sorry, people don't want to interact with your logo. That's why you see major insurance companies creating characters like Flo from Progressive.
Right.
It's a person that now you can connect with and buy stuff from. Geico is a person that looks like a lizard, right? Like they're creating characters, right? And this stuff isn't new, but you're seeing it on social now. And what happens is if these corporations keep trying to get away with these like cheesy logos, people hate marketers right now. People hate people hate being sold. So when you come with this corny, like, traditional way that was played out, like, it's not, you're going to lose. Every industry is being disrupted right now, and you're still doing the same stuff. Technology is changing so fast. Like, that's the other thing.
Right.
Not to switch gears, but I'm really mad at the American education system right now.
Sure.
Because they're preparing people to fail. They're teaching people things that are so outdated and they can't apply, but they're doing it at a price that keeps them in debt for 30 years plus. And nobody's talking about
it. Right. No, I agree.
Like, people are, like celebrating it. People feel accomplished because they you know what people love to say? When you say, hey, man, what's been up? What have you been up to lately? They're like, I'm in school. Okay, but, like, what's been good? Like, what do you mean? I'm in school. I'm in med school. Like, just got to say, da-da-da. Like, med school's different. That was a bad example. But, right, like I'm getting my master's in business right now. What the hell does that even mean?
Right. It's nothing even anymore.
And so that's the thing is, like, it's like more of an anchor that people use to feel good about not taking the action that they really want to do. So I've seen a lot of people who contemplate, should I start my business or should I go back to school? That's fear. You know what you should do. Sorry if I keep it too real for them.
No. Well, I mean, that's what we homeschool our kids. And we even brought them to your event last year.
Yeah,
exactly. They were like, hey, we want to start learning about Facebook marketing. I'm like, Billy's doing an event. Let's go to San Diego.
And that's what's so cool. And that's like, I'm excited for that. I got a 2-year-old daughter.
Right.
I'm excited to bring her into the world. And like, they're going to see her like, oh, is that 4-year-old who's always at TMZ with the little curly hair? Yeah, that's her. She out there.
Yeah, no, for sure. And, I mean, I totally agree with you. So we got a few minutes left. Where do you think, you know, I guess, in your opinion, I guess, where's video headed and how we can kind of like stay on that cutting edge?
Yes, it's headed to a place of normality.
Okay.
In other words, remember there was a time when people said, hey, do I really need this website thing?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Do I really need that?
Yeah.
Hey, I really need this Facebook page thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but do I really need to do the video? Do I really got to be in the video? Yeah. Why do I really got to show my... You know the answer. You just don't want to do the work, so you look for answers. That's how people get sucked into shiny object syndrome, because they know the truth, but you don't want to accept it, because that means you have to do something about it. So you know that you should be doing video, but now you'll spend the next 3 weeks looking for someone who's really killing it still with images just to buy from them, so you don't have to learn the thing that you know you have to do. You create your own reality. Facebook has made that bigger than ever. Everything that you like on Facebook, everything that you click, Facebook just shows you more of it. So right. You think your worldview is a worldview. It's your view expanded, which is so dangerous, because if your view is full of ignorance or hate, you will just become an exponential version of that self.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, well, cool. So where can people get more information?
Go to billyfixmyads.com. There you go. So we sing about it. We got jingles about it. But if your ads, if you're like advertising and they're broken,
sure.
Put together a training to show you why they're broken and how to fix them. And it's way easier than you think. And it's going to be different answers than you think, too. So if you found this just a little bit helpful, go there. And if you decide not to go there and watch something stupid on YouTube or Facebook instead, I hope your credit score continues to drop and plummet until it's about 100 points.
So tell us where... they can find your video. So say they want to get some really cool examples of some...
Go to my YouTube channel, right? Like, we have more tactical content. Like, sure. Shout out to big people, influencers like Gary Vaynerchuk, right? Gary, dope, inspires the heck out of me. Tactical, stop it. Stop it. It's all motivational. You go to my videos versus anyone in the world, I have more tactics, meaning stuff you can implement in your business that will change your life if you're underneath the $1 million mark than anybody else in the world right now.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, cool. What's one last piece of information you just want to leave our audience with that's just burning right
Keep
there?
Keep watching this podcast.
Well, that's a good one.
Okay.
Cool. Well, no, I just really appreciate your time coming back on Making Bank today, sharing some YouTube strategies, because I know you and I were talking about it, and I'm like, man, people got to hear more about this. And Billy, you're crushing it right there right now. And,
appreciate you.
And so we definitely want to get that out for you guys to take advantage of. Make sure you rewind this. You know, go back, listen to it, watch it again, jot down those notes, slow it down. No
if
more 2X today.
If you just do like this one, these few things I taught you in this podcast, you will have the biggest financial year of your life. And literally don't do anything else. If you just focus on that, I swear to God, you'll grow that.
Cool. Well, again, Billy, thank you for coming on Making Bank, my friend.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate you coming
Keep
on.
Keep watching.
Keep watching.
Ah!
I am Josh Felber. You are watching Making Bank. Get out and be extraordinary.
Woo!
Thank you for listening to Making Bank. If you have enjoyed this episode, please leave a review. And sharing is caring. Follow Josh Felber on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram for more. You can also listen to Making Bank on Amazon Alexa, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and watch on Apple TV, Success Thinkers Network, Amazon Fire, and YouTube.